bodies of the three Israeli settlers who had gone missing has been found. The world reacted. International condemnations came pouring in from the UK, France, and, of course, the United States. But no real international outcry after a near three-week Israeli onslaught in the occupied Palestinian territories, where over 600 Palestinians were arrested. 12 Palestinians were killed as a result. And now, in what has been termed a revenge killing, a Palestinian boy has been burned to death by Israeli settlers. Well, the U.S. did condemn this one, although its condemnation did not go beyond words and was accompanied with no action. In this edition of the debate, we'll discuss the tense situation in the occupied territories, where clashes between Palestinians and Israeli forces have many concluding that the third intifada will occur, and whether Israel is preparing for a Gaza invasion in which Hamas has said it would reply in force.
Tensions flare up in East Jerusalem Al-Quds following a violent kidnapping and murder of a Palestinian teenager from Shu'afat refugee camp. Furthermore, extremist right-wing Israelis march through the streets of Jerusalem, vowing revenge for three Israeli teenagers who were killed this week. Five Palestinians were hospitalized after being attacked by Israeli extremists, and the body of a 16-year-old, Mohammed Hossein Abu Khader, was found near a forest in West Jerusalem. CCTV footage shows that the teenager was forced into a Hyundai vehicle by a group of Israelis. The incident comes a day after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu threatened Palestinians in both the occupied West Bank and the Gaza Strip, with more incursions in response to the killing of the teens, which he blames on Hamas. Experts say Netanyahu's warmongering speech invoked further violence in the region.
It's unfortunately that Israel is trying to exploit the blood of its citizens to advance its political agenda.
Netanyahu stressed on 3 points during a press conference on Tuesday. He said the Israeli forces would search for the killers in the West Bank, would weaken Hamas infrastructure, and would operate against the resistance movement in the Gaza Strip.
Netanyahu's speech sent a warning to Hamas leaders, but of course these were only threats and a message to Israeli society. In reality, the Israelis have carried out terrorist acts in the West Bank and Gaza on a daily basis.
The Israeli incursions in the West Bank over the past 18 days have been slammed by international human rights groups, including Amnesty International. Israel has been accused of imposing a number of measures that clearly constitute collective punishment on Palestinians in the occupied Palestinian territories. Riots have broken out in East Jerusalem Al-Quds as Palestinians remain furious at the latest killing of a Palestinian teenager. Israel's heavy-handed tactics and collective punishment is a direct violation of the Fourth Geneva Convention, which clearly states that no civilians should be punished for a crime that he or she did not commit. Nell Byrne for Press TV, occupied Ramallah.
You tune into the debate. Let me introduce our guest for this edition, writer and political commentator Gilad Atzmon joins us from London. We have President of Middle East Research Center, Richard Hellman, who joins us from Washington. Gentlemen, welcome. Richard Hellman, what's your conclusion now that the three missing boys' bodies have been recovered? Is it something that Hamas did? At this point, Israel still has not offered any proof. You would think there'd be some leads coming out of the 20 days of the onslaught that Israel exercised on the Palestinian territories, at least one lead as to why they think Hamas has actually committed this crime, in their words.
Well, this is a combination of law enforcement and anti-terrorism action, and it takes time. It's not a quick thing to decide. Just like the rush to judgment about the death of the young Arab man, in all these cases, all these deaths are tragic. They are to be deplored, and they are not to be justified. But sadly, there, at least in Jerusalem, in Israel, there is a legal process, and there is competent investigative resources and police activity. And so I believe that the Israel government will get to the bottom of the killings, both of the three Israeli young men, and also to the death of the Arab young man in on the western side of Jerusalem. But here there is a legal process, and thank God to now the numbers are small, and we of course call on all to come together and resume talks for peace and stop the killing. That's the basic thing, stop the killing. But at the same time, of course, from Syria, from Aleppo to Baghdad, there is vast killing, and that deserves much more attention. A raging civil war in Syria, fomented on one side by Tehran, by the Iran regime, and on the other side, backed up by Russia, by the way, and on the other side, backed by other powers, and ISIS now on its way to Baghdad and declaring a new caliphate from Syria to Iraq. There is much, in fact, there were 3,000, close to 3,000 killed and 3,000 wounded in Iraq in the month of June, the worst since 2003. So there's where we should be focusing on peacemaking, not to say that there are not issues to be resolved in the confrontation between Israel and the Palestinian Arabs.
Well, we are focusing on our previous debate yesterday. You can find it on our website, otherws.presstv.com. Richard Hellman focuses on Iraq. But Gilad Atzmon, I'd like to have you in this and have your reaction on how things have unfolded now after 3 weeks, where we have the three settlers, they were found dead, and then you have now a reaction coming, still not proven, but many deducting that the extreme settlers were responsible for this. Interesting, what the Israeli police spokesman has said, that the main direction right now that the Israeli police is looking at is to see whether the incident was criminal or nationalistic.
Yeah, I can imagine that this is what the Israelis would do when a Palestinian is murdered by Israelis, either military forces or just settlers. We always try to find an alter motive that divert the attention from the murderous and genocidal and plunderous nature of the Jewish state. Now, I don't like to talk about particularities. I think that the situation on the ground is indeed grave. I like to understand how is it possible that the Jewish state that was supposed to launch a beautiful Jewish homecoming to celebrate the new Israelite and to solve the Jewish question managed only actually to move the Jewish question or the Jewish problem into a new place. And this is a disaster. Now, I was quite, I don't know if I couldn't decide whether I was amused or actually very sad to hear Richard a second ago trying to divert the attention and to make us looking at Iraq and Syria. I think that the situation in Iraq and Syria is very grave, but we have to remember that just a year ago, it was the Jewish lobby in America and Israel that pushed us to send ammunition and to support ISIS and all those very frightening organizations. And I think that we have to start to take a broad look into this topic and to understand that Israel is the biggest threat to world peace. And people like Richard and the Jewish lobby in America and Britain and France are actually very dangerous to their nation, to the people around them, as well as the planet.
Richard Hellman, I think you disagreed with everything Gilad Atzmon said, because I see your head shaking throughout the time that he was talking.
Well, I can agree with him on one thing. We need new policy for Syria, for Iraq, for Lebanon, and so forth. Policy that says these countries should be encouraged to have full and free elections and to turn to democracy. Right now, there's only one free democracy where anyone can stand up in the center of the city or in the town square and say whatever they want without fear of being murdered or imprisoned or having their families killed or having their house destroyed or having them put in prison. And that's in Israel. Now, Israel turned the Gaza Strip over to the Palestinian Arabs back in 2005. And I thought that the PLO would create a wonderful mini state there, something like Monaco or the Riviera or Capri, because the beaches are clean, the water is clean, and the people are very intelligent. But instead, first the PLO and then Hamas have turned Gaza into a hellhole. And despite all the aid that has gone to the PLO, to the Palestinian Authority, over many years, billions, probably tens of billions of dollars in aid, they have not created a viable